One last day of on-field full-speed work for the Jaguars before the Falcons come calling on Thursday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work on the Florida Blue practice fields for just under 2 hours on Tuesday. The final full-speed practice of Falcons week and the final preseason game coming up. And since Chad Henne is the starting quarterback for the Jaguars, this Thursday's game could be Blake Bortles' last look at game reps for the foreseeable future. Head coach Gus Bradley said he hasn't talked much about the big picture with Bortles, but mainly about the task at hand this week.
I haven't talked about that. I just say, hey, you continue to prepare. Your play away. You got to have a mindset like that. Just keep working and sit in those meetings and take good notes. And but I don't know. We haven't talked much about that. It's been mostly, this game. Capture it.
Think about it each and every day as an opportunity to go get better, to go improve, to go. If it's taking the scout team cards against our defense, going and working against our number one defense. It's just as good to go to playing in a game. I think thinking about it like that. But, obviously Thursday night, want to go out there and continue to work, continue to get better, continue to improve on some things, and kind of finish the preseason off on a good note.
Other notes from Tuesday, cornerback, the rookie Aaron Colvin was transferred to the reserve non-football injury list, so he no longer counts against the limit. The Jags are at 75. Wide receiver Allen Robinson continued his rehab off to the side, working in shoulder pads. He won't play Thursday, but could see a pregame warm-up. And this game is the last chance for those bubble players. Final cuts are down to 53 due this Saturday. Time to hear from Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton, who says the success of the Jaguars quarterback could rely partly on the Jaguars defense.
Can we take a break from the quarterback conversation for just a moment? Wait, did you just feel OSHA rolling his eyes? The quarterback story is obviously the big one, but it isn't the only one. The Jaguars defense wants to get after the other team's quarterback this season, something they haven't done very well since, it's been so long I had to look it up, 2006. That was the last time the Jaguars had a player notch double-digit sacks. Anybody remember Bobby McRae? Look at me. I can't even get away from all the quarterback talk when we talk about the defense. My topic for today is stopping the run. Maybe you've heard some of the Jaguars' defensive linemen talk about earning the right to rush the passer. All right, you haven't heard Chris Clemens say that, but everyone else has. Roy Miller told me last week this unit was built to stop the run, and he's right. Now that he's healthy, Sendarek Marks has a new deal, Red Bryant and Ziggy Hood are in town, and Avery Jones has gotten better, Jaguars have a nice rotation of big bodies to stop the run. They've done a good job this preseason, although they struggled last week in Detroit. And I'm not talking about that 86-yard run. You can correct mental mistakes like that when two players attack the same gap. What you can't correct is size and attitude. The Jaguars have the size, and Miller says they have the attitude. Last year, they allowed their opponent to gain 4.2 yards per carry. Now, how long do you need to figure out that teams could run anytime they wanted? Gus Bradley said Sunday that anything in the threes is a winning number in today's NFL. Well, then, it's done. The Jaguars have the size and attitude, and all they need to do is hold their opponent to a half a yard or so less per carry to win. My expectation is they'll do that and more. They better. We now resume your regularly scheduled quarterback-focused conversation.
Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars hold a walkthrough on Wednesday before they host the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday. 6 o'clock kick Thursday at Everbank Field. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.